At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, it's story time. We tell stories about our first time bottoming, the first time we got drunk, the first time we heard our favorite albums, and our play cousins. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. It's
story
time.
Wow. Is it?
It really is. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Psychobabble.
Your weekly time with Corey.
Allegedly, they would have already heard an intro, I think.
Yeah, they usually do.
Did you know that that's just the same intro every time? We never even change it.
That's a lie. I have to painfully redo it.
What a good use of the 280 characters, though, if somebody were to really type all that out. It'd be a bad use.
Into a Twitter, you mean?
Into a Twitter.
Into a Twitter. I don't know. I don't run the Twitter.
Neither do I. Actually. So what's up? Hey.
I don't know. Tell me about that scar you got on your finger.
Oh, my God. So there I was. I was a freshman in high school. And
there's a scar on his middle finger that I've never noticed until just moments before we started recording this podcast because he flipped me off. And now I'm very curious as to why that scar is there, how he got it. Was it one of those ring accidents? I saw on Shark Tank they were trying to invent a rubber ring to replace metal rings so that if it gets snagged on something, it doesn't rip your finger off.
Is that a thing that often happens to people?
Well, they really tried to pitch it on Shark Tank like it was, and the sharks were like,
Wee! As a shark, it's a no.
We were like, we don't know if that's a problem really people have, and they were like, 100,000 people have finger mutilation a year from snagging a ring.
No.
Yeah.
Girl, I'll give you some finger mutilation.
I was going to say, I'll snag your ring.
Work. I think we're on to something there. I think we both really contributed in our own unique way.
We really did work.
Yeah.
So there you were on the talent show.
So, I was at the talent show.
That's weird, 'cause last time I checked...
Don't.
You didn't have any talent.
There you have it. Well, to confirm that I don't have a talent, I was in a skit during the talent show because each of our talent shows had a theme.
And your theme was skit.
No. So I was...
Was your theme scat?
Would you just shut up? I didn't mean to snap just now. But also, shut the fuck up.
Wow. She really snapped. She really did that, TM.
Don't ask me for a story.
She really did that, TM.
Fucking killing you.
She did that. If your name was reversed, you would be Tyler Matthew and you would be TM.
Okay.
Continue.
Oh, so you want me to continue. The theme that year was cartoons.
I thought you were going to say cartilage.
Cartilage. The theme that year was cartilage, so I sacrificed some of mine. No, the cartoons. And so we opened the show with me as a little boy looking up at the screen watching like Saturday morning cartoons is what the skit was.
Yep.
And I had to run off stage, but it was pitch black. And
as I was running, I scraped
my finger against a divider backstage. And the whole thing, you could really see very deep. And I never went to the doctor. You know, that's all.
Wow.
I didn't have a doctor then.
Did you?
This was pre-Obamacare.
Did you have to then go on with the show? The show must go on?
The show went on, but that was my last obligation of the show because my...
You had the opening thing and that was it?
Yes. Well, I was a freshman.
Wow. One time I was in a play at our school and I had three parts.
It wasn't
parts.
A play, it was a talent show.
I had three parts.
Because they just couldn't contain your talent.
Well, we couldn't get enough kids to sign up for the play.
Weren't you a doorknob in something?
No, I was the dandelion in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I knew that.
I said roar.
Anyway, so today we're doing a story time episode. Maybe we can dabble into your sunflower moment if a story
bitch,
is requested.
It was a dandelion, not a sunflower.
I wasn't listening.
They
entirely.
Are play cousins, but they're not the same.
Not play cousins. You know I hate play cousins.
Did I tell you about play cousins?
We did an episode of the podcast about it, I think.
No, I was just telling you it was you and I on a FaceTime talking about play cousins.
I hated it.
Well, it's a thing. It's on Urban Dictionary.
So play cousins, for the people listening, what is it?
When your family had family friends, and you always hung out with your mom's kids, They weren't your cousins.
They weren't technically blood related, but they the term is play cousins.
Play cousins.
That's not a real thing.
It is.
You sound so podunk.
Parma?
You seem like you were like a swamp town, is what it is.
Swamp town.
I don't want to say it.
We did have a swamp.
That's
where we got our cattails with our play cousins.
So
what's the first question?
I don't know really what that is for me to judge that culture. Is it classist or
I don't know.
Location bias?
People in Michigan said
I guess
it.
I just don't like swamp folk.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I don't like about you.
Well, what's the first question?
You tell me.
Sparty Oakley wants to know. Tell me a story about daylight savings time.
Whoever curated this.
And in parentheses it says, I feel like Corey wants an excuse to talk about it.
Corey, okay. So
they didn't even tag me. I found it in my indirect.
In my 10 years of knowing Corey, there's only one
Don't
thing.
Don't get me started.
There's only one thing you should not get him started on. And I'll somehow, really the very first story
it's
is
either
not to get him
Don't
started.
Don't get me started on play cousins or daylight savings time.
Have you ever explained daylight savings time to your play cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to tell as many people as I want.
Are we kind of play cousins?
I think we really are. Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
Now that you love it.
Okay. Well, if a precursor to being pre-cousins, not pre-cousins.
Well, we're not pre-cousins.
Someday. How would we become pre-cousins? Who would have to get married? Jordy and
No. Your parents.
Parents
determine cousins, not brothers.
So how would we... My brain literally can't think
For
about
us
this.
To be cousins?
Yeah, how can it make it happen?
My aunt would have to marry your dad. And then
he's
we'd be,
on the market.
And then we'd be cousins.
He's on the meat market.
We'd be play cousins.
The coolest meat market.
All of my aunts are taken. Yeah, all my aunts are taken.
Thruple.
So does your dad have any brothers you can set my mom up with?
Yeah, Uncle Mark, he does pull my finger a lot, though. So was that kind of a thing?
I'm not looking for a play cousin who wants to pull my finger.
His thing
If
at
we
want
to go get cattails, we can go get cattails
you know,
from the swamp.
I always thought cattail would make a good boutonniere.
That would be a cutonier.
Yes, Corey! Now that I can root for.
Yeah, that's why I'm your favorite play cousin.
Yeah. I think I did have play cousins. We had these family friends named Brayden and Brianna were the kids.
Twins?
No.
And they were family friends?
And I was
Did you say
of,
they were family friends?
Yes.
They were play cousins.
I know, so I think they were our play cousins because Cody and me would hang out with Brayden and Brianna. It was like very two brothers, two sisters.
Yeah.
And Brayden would always want to play soccer and I would always like be like, yes. I will also stand here.
You had hair that you could tuck behind your ears.
That's how you like flirt when you had long hair and a bowl cut, you know?
During your senior pictures.
And I was like,
you'd part your bang and tuck.
And I was like kind of dating Brianna, but secretly I wanted to ding dong tra la la, Brayden.
Wow.
What's that?
You should get him a cute near. Let him know how you feel.
Let him have my cattail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
give him my swamp.
So what do you think about? Have you been enjoying daylight savings time? Being
so what
over?
So what's the deal? So does that mean we're experiencing darker earlier? I don't really follow, but
well, that's not because of the time change. It is a little bit of the time change, but it's also because of just the way the Earth is rotating around
I'll
the
tell
sun.
You. Well, don't science it up, okay?
Yeah.
I will tell
the
you this
flat
much.
Earth.
I will tell you this
Float
much.
In the space.
I liked what it was because...
Lighter, later.
Who is calling me?
Jesus.
Should I say hi to Dolan?
No.
You want
to then
say
he's
to
gonna
Dolan?
Have, we're going to have to get him to sign a waiver.
Yeah, he were answering.
Oh, my God.
Dolan!
Hello?
This is really just dead air.
Hey, how are you?
You're on you're on the podcast. Say hello.
Hello, podcast. Hello, world.
Tell the kids at Camp 17 that you miss them.
I do. I miss them all. I still think about camp months later.
Do you have any stories about daylight savings time you can contribute? We're in the middle of a deep conversation.
Daylight savings, this year I totally forgot about daylight savings time. So I just, like, woke up well-rested, and I was like, why do I feel so refreshed?
Wow.
Truly,
you know
that is the miracle of.
It's wild that you don't have a podcast.
My life is thrilling.
I can say the same for us though. So, well, cool. This has been great. Were you calling for a reason? Should I call you back?
You should call me back. Yeah.
Is there drama? Is there drama?
No, it's like... God.
Well, you know we're dealing with a serial killer right now.
I do know.
Sorry, Dolan, what?
So, yeah, I just got off the phone with the cops. And
oh, my God. Okay, well, that's a good clickbait, and I'll call you later.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Wow, I wonder what the update is.
Wow.
We are dealing with a real serial killer.
I've heard.
Yeah.
How does that fit into daylight saving time?
That killer's got more time to kill.
Actually.
He did the that on that.
He did the one day.
Yeah,
did you?
So my problem with daylight saving time, okay, since you asked, okay, is I had a good rhythm of walking to the gym at a certain time that I knew all the hot guys on my block were walking their dogs because they just got home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really my time to strut. And daylight saving time, savings time? Daylight saving?
Saving.
Has really fucked up the rhythm. So
feel the rhythm, feel
I
the ride.
I felt chained to that rhythm.
Okay.
And now I don't know what to do with the chain. So you tell me.
You tie a chomp chomp to it.
Oh my God. So I've been playing the new Mario game,
mm-hmm,
and you can be a chomp chomp. And I have really liked that.
Times have changed.
So did you have a story about daylight saving time?
I'm just glad that we no longer, now when people say, oh, it's Pacific Standard Time, they're right. That's how I feel. Because before
whoever
then...
Whoever you end up marrying is sure going to have a lot
I'm
of fun.
I'm changing it to my email signature. You know, some people are like, sorry for the brevity. This is from my phone or whatever.
I hate... Please don't print this. Save the earth. It's like, we know.
Who prints an email?
I know. I know.
Okay, what's the next story time all
what's
about?
What's another email signature that somebody in this whole like, office probably has?
My butt sent this.
Oh, please.
Because, I mean, they
excuse
butt
the typos. Big thumb coming.
Big thumb coming?
Yeah, because I was, like, typing with my thumb.
You know? Wrote big thumb coming.
I didn't write this. Oh. It says, excuse my big thumbs typos. I wrote this on my iPhone.
Oh, I've never seen that, but I've seen half of that.
What else do I hate? People with GIFs in their signatures. I already have enough to load.
I really, there was a character from Grey's Anatomy on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said GIF, and the audience, like, gasped, and he was like, very matter of fact, like, it's GIF, like, it's decided. And
it's 2017. Who gives a fuck? This is the dumbest internet argument. It's for the amateurs of the internet.
I find it to be
amateur to even have this conversation. Who cares?
It's the original fake news. I care, because people are wrong.
I didn't mean to get amped up. I didn't mean to get...
Weird that you said AMP because the next question has the name AMP in the screen name.
Oh my God, who's it from? Pup AMP. Well, let's just open that up. They said, let's talk about your first times bottoming. Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't come for Pup AMP.
Not Pup AMP.
His bio says that he's a kink sexpert and sex educator.
Well, my God, thank God for him. Spokesmodel.
And he's a dog person.
Mr. S. Leather. I'm a dog person. Woof. Anyway, first time bottoming. Well, my first time bottoming was the first time I had sex.
Congrats.
And it was not the pleasant experience that I have today.
Well,
I would say if there's one thing I've gotten better at over time, it's
being a pup amp.
Being a pup amp.
Or a puppet.
Not the puppet. No. Oh, you mean for fisting?
Yeah, I just mean a puppet.
I think fisting is having a renaissance because everybody on Grindr, in this part of town, I tell you what, everyone's got a fist in their name. And I think, do you know what you mean by that?
Maybe they're rising up. It's like the Mockingjay or like resist.
Okay, well, or they should know that if you are on Grindr with a fist
when
in your name.
When I want to get into my fisting play on Grindr, I use the
It's
duck.
Not this, though. It's this.
I use, oh.
This means...
It means I'm going to punch you.
Yes. So anyway, tell me about your first time bottoming.
It happened. It was when I was in college.
Would you call it a good time?
Yeah, I had fun.
Wow.
It was a success.
How do you gauge success in sex?
I had a good time. They had a good time.
Mm. Oh, collaborative.
Everybody had a good time.
Work. Everybody.
Yeah. Just the two of us that were there.
You and your hand tonight.
You're seeing a pink song.
I love that pink song.
Why do you always bring it,
pink
why
is,
you always bring it back to
legendary
pink?
Because when I think of bottoming...
Will you go see her in concert with me?
I would. Yes.
Did you see Pink in concert?
I would fly up for it.
I would love that. It's in Sacramento, I think.
Should we do shrooms before it? We do that? Would a pink concert be good on shrooms? I think so.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I just, the only thing
I wouldn't
know about...
because I haven't seen pink yet.
The only thing I know about shrooms is the Broad City episode.
Oh my God, so good. It made me want to do shrooms right away. I didn't want to waste a single second.
Tweet it at Alana.
Anyway, okay, next story. Did we answer that question?
Yeah,
we both. Mine was on a bunk bed.
Same.
The guy who I had sex with is staying with me this week.
Congrats.
Got a visitor.
A little visitor. This next story says...
Open it up.
Says,
give it
tell
to me.
Me a story about a bad idea that later turned into a good one.
Psycho Babble. Next question. We can
move right along.
No. Let's think. Do you have a story for that? A bad idea that later became a good one. This friendship.
I thought, truly this friendship.
It did start as a bad idea.
Truly. I mean, yeah, it really did. All my friends told me it's a bad idea to hang out with that looser.
Looser?
With that looser with a hook head.
What, a big hook head? Don't!
That big hook head loser.
Stop.
I'm sorry, I don't really mean to be so triggering for you.
Do you have an answer for this or no?
A bad idea that later turned into a good one. I just keep thinking of that song Bad Liar by Selena Gomez, but it never turned into a good one for me.
I like that song.
I don't.
I don't know. So what's her name? Julia Michaels. She wrote that.
Yeah, it sounds like a Julia Michaels song.
I know. You can always tell. Julia Michaels EP, or is it an album? Is good.
Listen.
It's good, but you don't like it. And then do you like the Maroon 5 song with Julia Michaels?
I do like that.
Well, look who comes
back. Not as much
back.
As I like the Maroon 5 song with Sizz.
No, that's the sound when you see a mouse at the grocery store.
That's what I tried to do with you with that bug I thought I saw on the floor over
it's
there.
It's a feather, and I know that.
Tricked again. Birds of a feather. Exactly.
Together. Next story, or are you trying to give me anything with that question?
What did you give me, other than our friendship?
I made some jokes. I had some humor. I dabbled in fun.
Into a good idea.
I don't know if I have an answer for that.
No, because I would never come up with a bad idea. I only have good ideas. Well, maybe if you've ever heard the Thea episode, that was a bad idea that turned into a good idea.
Maybe the slumber party tour. All I can think of is my career. I guess my career.
Yeah.
The next one comes from Reborn This Way, which I love. They want to know, first time listening to your favorite albums. That's easy. The Born This Way album, I listened to it for the first time in Thailand. I knew it was coming out May 23rd, 2011. And I was in Thailand on vacation. And I was like, how am I going to listen to it for the first time? Like, I needed it. It's like, you know, it felt like a cultural event.
Yeah.
And I was shopping in a little hut and I heard the lyric, Mary of the Night. And I knew there was a song on the album called Mary of the Night. And so I was like, oh, this is it. And so I ran up to the vendor and I said, how do I purchase this? They said, leave your phone with us for 3 hours. We'll put it on your phone and come back. And I thought, doesn't seem real.
Sounds like a scam if I've ever heard of a scam.
And it was only 90 baht, which is $3. And they did it.
Why didn't you just buy it on iTunes?
It was not, that was not what was easily done in Thailand.
So you stole from Gaga.
Sis,
that's
you,
a bad idea that turned into a good one.
Do you not think that I have spent money on
leaving,
that? I have bought enough albums.
Leaving your phone with a guy is a bad idea that turned into a good one.
Yes,
you're welcome.
So I remember I made Chad just shut the fuck up.
Well, I wish we all would have made Chad shut the fuck up.
Okay. and we listened to the album in our car because we were headed to a market and I played it and we listened to like this.
So you could afford a car but not to buy a song
on
iTunes?
We took a taxi. A bot. It was one box.
I was thinking of the first time I listened to the Kaleidoscope Heart album by Sarah Bareilles. It came out on like a Tuesday when music still came out on Tuesdays. And I had the day off.
We were living in San Francisco.
No. When Kaleidoscope Heart came out, I was living in Okemos. And I had the day off. And I cleaned the whole apartment listening to the album. And that's when I invented kitchen dancing.
Because of what song?
Gonna Get Over You. It's a great song.
How's it go?
Ooh. How am I gonna get over you? And she dances in the aisles.
I know, I can picture the music video, but you singing it just now did not help.
Well, I'm not ready to carry a tune. I've been talking a lot today. My voice is,
I don't remember.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think we just answered that.
Reborn This Way. Thank you.
Christy would like to know, tell me a story about the pets you've had.
Well, as you know.
Like our pups?
Pup amp.
Pup amp.
Well, as you know, I've had pets.
Cool. Did you ever have a pet rock?
Yeah. Well, my
no,
little,
you didn't.
My little brother did. He had a pet rock, and it had feathers glued on top of it, like hair, and googly eyes glued to the front of it, like, you know, those googly eyes.
Yeah.
And it was his pet rock.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
Yeah.
Are they here now? No.
I don't see him, but he can be here.
Oh, it's a guy? I don't imagine imaginary friends.
My
to be
imaginary
guys.
Friend was a lizard man. And he always wore a black cloak. And now that I think
about it. I
forgot
that imaginary friends can be a thing. I really should capitalize on that and really get a friend
group going.
That's
where the majority of your friends were.
Honestly, the concept of an imaginary friend, to be able to just come up with ideal friends instead of having to deal with these people that I have to be friends with now.
Do you know what...
no offense to all of my friends.
Do you know what a Tonberry is in Final Fantasy?
No, show me.
The video games?
Show me. Oh, yeah, sure.
That really is what my...
That was in Final Fantasy VII.
It was in a lot of them. That's really what my imaginary friend looked like. But he always had the hood up, and it was a black cloak, and he would run alongside of the car when we drove places.
It would be
we
fun
wouldn't let
to
him
have...
ride in the car. He had to run alongside.
Did anybody know about him at the time, or was
no.
it just your
He would jump from car to car to keep up with us.
Work.
We were always trying to get away from him.
So with an imaginary friend, do you just get to like hang out with them or talk to them? Or
he
what do
really
you do?
Only ran alongside of the car when I was really bored in the car. And I thought,
I'm
wouldn't it be fun to see
by the concept.
A lizard man run alongside of the car?
I just had enough regular friends.
Well,
you
kids
know.
These days nowadays don't have an imagination.
Yeah, well, retweet.
Actually, my imaginary friend was kind of like a pet that I had because he, yes. was, 'cause he was a lizard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Well, I had a real pet.
I guess I just did that, TM.
No. I had a real pet named Snuffleupagus. You know this.
Yep.
They really pulled the, oh, Snuffleupagus went to the farm to me.
Really? Yeah. What farm? I still
Flavor
have,
Fruit Farm.
We still have a lot of our pets are still at the farm. That's
no.
what. Wait, what?
No, not Flavor Fruit Farms. Can you believe Flavor
All
Fruit Farms?
All of our pets are at the farm.
Shut up. Did you know Flavor Fruit Farms has the elephant from Ace Ventura?
Is the one wild? You crawl out the butt of?
No.
But you that know in really, Ace Ventura 2?
That really,
was that one or two where he climbs out of the rhino's butt?
I don't know, but that really fucked me up.
I love
the first time
that.
I saw that. Do you
and
remember
it looked like
were?
A rhino birthing a man?
Is...
What elephant?
I don't know. I don't know, really. That's They would advertise they like, have, is this the elephant from Ace Ventura?
No.
At Flavor Fruit Farms.
No.
Yes, I believed it.
I don't even remember it.
I bought the gig. I bought the gig and I got the gag.
Well... What's the next question?
I don't know. Tell me a story about a time you ate a weird food where you weren't told what it was before you ate it.
This is from All Time Dahlia. And let me just say, I would never put something in my mouth if I didn't know what it was.
I would often put things in my mouth that I don't know what they are.
Somebody just said, eat this, you would eat it?
If I trust the person.
That's how you're going to die, Dahlia. Dahlia.
Dahlia.
I'm sorry, but that's literally how you're going to die.
Shirley, I've eaten things that I didn't know what
Why
they were.
Why are you calling her Shirley?
Early.
Shush me.
Oh, I did just eat something in the UK as part of a challenge on stage, and I didn't know what it was, and it was like something like lamb's stomach or something, or sheep's stomach.
I guess when we did the poopy diaper challenge, we ate something without knowing what it was.
Haggis. Do you know what haggis is? It's sheep's stomach. Well, I ate it.
Yummy.
Because it was part of the, it was we
was
were doing
it
a roulette
scrummer time?
Thing. Huh?
Scrummer time? Like yummy scrummy?
Excuse moi?
You don't ever, you know Mary Berry says scrummy.
I don't even know who Mary Berry is.
You've heard it here first, people.
What do you mean?
Tyler doesn't like scrummy things.
I often feel like I've eaten things where I didn't know what it was. I ate a lot at that, Chop Junior thing, and I didn't know what the fuck was going in my mouth.
You still don't even know what
Don't talk to me about
is.
Jicama. Don't talk to me about jicama.
Does it make you sickama?
Yes. If I eat enough, it makes me
sickama. Sickama. We get it.
If a joke's bad, it's a little bit of cricketama. Cricketama. What's the next story you want to
Rachel Gascon says, tell me a story about the first time you got drunk.
Oh my God, I was so obnoxious. Because I was like, because
really?
I felt.
Did you feel the beam?
Yeah, I felt kooky, weird, goofy, but I was really leaning into it. And I was like, you guys, I am drunk.
You were one of those.
I was like 14. God. You know.
I used to like, I remember when we were in college, I used to label all my friends in my head. I had to be like, he's a crying drunk and he's a mean
it was,
drunk.
That was like very high school to me. He's a happy drunk. Everyone was an extreme.
I didn't drink until I was in college.
Imagine having a friend who's like any of that.
Can't imagine drinking in high school. No. People were annoying in high school all sober. I don't need them to be drunk.
I was just, we all had so much fun all the time. We did in high school. We were very responsible because we would just like have like little low-key parties at home. That was it.
And what would happen?
You'd just get drunk.
How would you even get alcohol?
I was friends with upperclassmen.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
Drama club.
Your friends were like my age.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I was hanging out with like too old for me.
I remember the first time I drank in college, I was always so afraid to get drunk because I thought I was just going to act so gay. Oh. Turns out I do.
You do.
Turns out I get drunk and I act really gay.
I don't even drink that much anymore. Do you?
No, I hate drinking now.
It just ruins my day. It ruins my morning. It's like, I make decisions. The worst feeling is like waking up and being like, what did I do or say last night? Or like not knowing or and just being like or knowing and being like, I cannot believe I said those things. Or you know what I mean? I'm like.
That's why I'm like.
I don't want to drink
ever anymore. I'm always like, no. I say no to vodka.
No. So, Dahlia.
No, that's Rachel. Oh. So the first time I got drunk was in college.
First time I got drunk.
And it was like 5 o'clock vodka and like apple pucker.
Ooh. I have pictures of the first time I got drunk.
Really?
Yeah. We were all at Phil's house.
I remember bruising my knee on a fire hydrant. I think the moral of the story is
I was just like,
don't
feel
drink.
My cheeks. Oh my God. I'm warm. Feel
my cheeks. Which cheeks?
Me to Jessica and Tessa.
Which cheeks?
These cheeks, my dear. Anyway, next question.
Mickey says,
tell me a story about tennis balls or chocolate or both. Well, I actually have a story about tennis balls and chocolate.
Let's hear it.
The one time in college I shit myself, I was walking by the tennis courts. And I.
How did you shit yourself in college?
I trusted the fart. I really believed that it was just a fart. It was a morning after a really bad night of vodka. And I was walking past the tennis courts, you know, by Wilson Hall. And
coming home or going?
Going to class.
Did you turn around or did you sit?
Did the deed. Noticed the deed.
Lived in the deed.
It was winter, so I was fully enclosed within the deed.
Did you have to go back to your room?
Turned right back around.
Well, I mean, I really right hope in. You turned right back around.
Well, of course. And David, my roommate at the time, was like, back so soon. Didn't even stop to talk to him. Went right into the bathroom. Walked right into the shower.
Because it went all up your back?
No.
Because you were wearing a diaper.
So that's tennis balls and chocolate, kind of.
Actually, not going to argue with that.
So do you have a story of this tennis ball and chocolate?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about my music teacher in elementary school?
No, that goes, ooh.
Would squeeze the
I know.
She cut the slit in the
tennis
ball.
You told this story on Psycho Bubble before.
And she squeezed it, and she would say, this is how you open your mouth when you sing. And it had lipstick.
No.
Let me tell you, it wasn't a cute color lipstick either.
There's no...
Classic red.
I love a classic red. That's very Taylor Swift.
It really is.
I saw a tweet that was funny about how Taylor was like, or somebody's like, yeah, Taylor's having her dark era right now, so she's just wearing a little shade darker of lipstick. That's what she thinks is like her edgy era. She's like, I'm really going to give them what they want.
A maroon.
Instead of like her red for
the color
red.
Of my shirt?
Work. Can you believe I love Green Bay Packers? It says Oakley on the back.
You're really not supposed to. We're from Michigan. You're not allowed to like the Green Bay Packers.
Do you see it?
You're supposed to like the Lions.
Somebody gave me this shirt. It's
a big rivalry in our household.
Can you believe the Lions?
What about them?
The propaganda that we were supposed to grow up and support them just because they were, like, close to us?
Yeah.
Why would we support them?
Because we love the Lions. We love Detroit. We love Michigan.
Do we?
Well... Yeah.
That's some propaganda.
My dad and my brother
love nationalist.
The Lions.
That's a little bit like...
They never give up on the Lions.
That's very MAGA.
Kyla wants to know, what's the stupidest thing you did in high school?
I did a lot of stupid shit.
Really?
Yeah, I was just... Once we were planning our, like, we were going to run away, me and my friends, we were at Dunkin' Donuts, and we were making this grand scheme.
You were going to run away?
We were going to run away. Isn't that dumb?
Yeah.
Like, what was our game plan?
Where and to? Then,
I don't know. We were like, we're just going to drive.
The Target in Okemos?
No, it was me, Rachel Dolan, and Eric. We were like, we're just going to drive. We're just going to get out of this town. We're not even going to tell our parents.
Get out of this town by Carrie Underwood?
Yes. Let's get out of this town tonight. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Be soon the shadows.
I don't know if I literally didn't live when I was in high school. I was a goody two shoes.
And then we, and then Eric got nervous, so he called his mom and was like, we're gonna leave town. Is that okay? And then it really blew the whole cover.
Classic Eric.
Classic.
We used to like teepee people, but I loved that. I thought that was so fun.
Bitch, I was the bitch that stayed home and like propped up pillows and was like, yeah, they're sleeping right there.
You're like, I'm the only one awake.
Somebody put bologna on somebody's car as
that
a prank.
Doesn't take the that takes the paint off, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
What about like a ham spread?
Ooh. Oh. Mmm.
You love a ham spread?
I love ham, but so much sodium, and you know that. Abby would like to know, tell me a story about the time you were in a literally sticky situation. Remember when I had to be transformed into a Snickers bar? And I looked the camera dead in the eye, and I thought, well, this is what it's come to. You know, my career. That was a sticky situation.
It was.
Have you ever been doused in honey or something?
One time at camp, not Camp 17. Mm. Normal camp when I was a kid.
Don't call Camp 17 abnormal.
It is.
It is abnormal.
And we're taking back the word abnormal. When
okay.
When I was at camp.
Bonkers.
We had to do, oh my God, wait. What? I had to do a skit talent show. And we had to pretend we were hypnotized by our counselor. That was our skit. And then he made us do bonkers things. And I had to wash my hair with chocolate pudding.
You're wild.
I'm so wild.
If there's one thing I know about you,
and
it's
the kids,
you love to
the
have
other kids pudding in my hair.
No, the answer was fun. Oh. You do love to have fun.
I do love to have pudding in my hair.
Yeah.
Did you never wash your hair with pudding?
No, but I have done the ketchup trick, and
oh,
I have done the lemon trick.
That should have been my chocolate tennis ball story.
Because you're kind of a tennis ball.
Well, the chocolate.
If you were singing right.
The pudding was chocolate.
Yeah,
and
I got that.
I'm kind of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Because when I wear green.
I love that you
when I wear green, I am shaped like a tennis ball.
So that's your sticky situation? I guess mine's the Snickers one, but that's kind of boring. Any other good sticky situations? Very sticky.
Have you ever gone in one of those money-catching booths?
Yeah, but you know what?
Did you really?
Yeah.
When?
You know the sticky situation I'm thinking of?
No, tell it.
When I dated one of your residents?
Yeah, I know that sticky situation. What was it again? Remind me.
We were watching that movie Black Sheep.
I think I own that on DVD.
Which is about zombie sheep in New Zealand. Right?
Yeah.
And we were cuddling on in his bed.
My bed.
No, his bed.
The first time we watched Black Sheep, you watched it in my room. And
I think it became
Leslie
our thing.
Leslie was there, too.
And then didn't he join the Peace Corps
you
or something?
You guys would just watch Black Sheep on every date that you had.
I liked him. I liked him. That was a good boyfriend.
You were not boyfriends.
I went to his home.
You
I met
go
his
to
parents.
My home all the time uninvited. Doesn't mean we're boyfriends. You've met my parents. That is the prettiest face
have
I
met have. Your dad?
Yeah, I think.
I don't recall. I think about that sometimes.
You think about you've never met my dad?
Yeah. I just don't really imagine you with a father figure.
My dad just had his birthday.
You seem like you're missing that part of your development.
Pam wants to know, what are your thoughts on straights being attracted to gays?
Well, bitch, get in line, but get to the back of the line.
Really?
I get it.
Are
appealing.
Are straights attracted to gays?
I don't know, really. I'm sure. You're not attracted to their... Like, when you see somebody, you can't help how you feel.
It's all a spectrum.
Yeah.
So how do you feel?
That's not... What's the question? I think you're answering a different question.
Pam
what do you
says,
mean
what
it's
are
a
your
spectrum?
Thoughts on straights being attracted to gays?
I think, yeah, I get it. Gay
I'm saying
are
if
hot.
A straight person's attracted to a gay person, are they straight?
I can be attracted...
I can think a woman's pretty, but I don't think I'm attracted to her.
What they're saying is, imagine a straight girl that likes guys, who sees a hot guy who happens to be gay and is attracted
this
to that
this question says nothing about gender. I thought it's saying straight guys being attracted to gay guys. I'm like, sign me up. They're probably not that straight.
That's not the question.
You think she's asking
she's
what
about
like, straight girls who are attracted
yeah,
to guys?
She's thinking about like
a straight girl attracted
a straight girl
to a gay guy.
Who thinks like a hot gay guy is hot.
What's you want to sleep with him?
Yeah, I don't know. My stance is I don't care. That's that. I mainly don't care because explaining
really
it to
came
you is
for Pam.
Pam can shut up. Next question. Zoe says, tell me a story about Denise Stritchfield. Not Denise Stritchfield. Do you remember Denise Stritchfield?
She's our ostrich catching spy.
Now that's a throwback. What season of the podcast was that?
Are there seasons?
I think season 12 or 13.
I would say fall.
Yeah, fall. It was a fall season, maybe. What was Denise Stritchfield about? She was just your average private investigator ostrich, right?
I think she really was.
So is there a story we can tell about Denise or no?
Denise. My mom's middle name's Denise.
Do you have a niece? And do you call her? That's Denise.
Denise. Who is that? It's Denise.
That's Denise.
That's Denise Stritchfield. The good.
Do you have any nieces?
Yeah, I have one.
No, you don't. Oh, yes, you do.
So what's the truth?
I thought you were talking about your friend's child.
I'm going to have
which you often say that you're the uncle of, but I'm like...
They call me Uncle Corey.
That's just like God. A play cousin.
Have you...
That's a play uncle. You're a plunkle.
Have you heard our friends in San Francisco call me Uncle Cor?
No. That's like Uncle Lynn.
Are you familiar with Vacation Jonathan?
I hate... How you think, I hate how you feel. What's Vacation?
It's all a spectrum.
Oh, shut up. Who's Vacation Jonathan? Clearly it's Jonathan.
When you know when Jonathan goes on vacation and then he stops doing his hair because he's on vacation.
Oh, because he's looking like Vacation
and
Jonathan.
And now his hair is like wild and that's Vacation Jonathan.
That's funny.
Apparently when we were in Hawaii, I was saying weird things and then they said, classic Uncle Cor.
Hmm.
I said, yeah, just watching after my play cousin.
Do I have anything?
Yeah, we call you Weird Tyler behind your back.
What about when I'm
biting your tongue?
Yeah.
Smiling like Katie Holmes?
No. That's something you do, though. You go, what's that smile you do that I hate?
This one?
Is you do a smile, maybe it's with your teeth a little.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not that, but I do also hate that when you bring that up. Don't put those away.
Much teeth is showing?
You look like a who?
I look like a play cousin.
Yeah, because you look inbred.
I look like your favorite play cousin.
You look like a swamp inbred play cousin.
Swamp.
Named Denise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Denise Stritchfield.
Are we done?
No, we have one more question and a couple more minutes.
I think we're at 36 minutes.
36? No wonder I'm over
did
you.
Did we not start at 18?
She goes,
yeah, you're
I
right.
Turned it on. Yeah.
You're right. 18 plus 30 is 48.
Okay, so I'm going to say.
Oh, fuck.
And on that note, Corey.
Keep it all in there.
Corey, I'm just trying to get out.
Yeah, get out.
Shut up.
Get out.
And
we're keeping this all in.
No,
even the voice
no,
of God telling us
no.
We're at 36 minutes. Leave it all
no,
in.
No.
Yes.
No. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.